Current state on 90.5 WKAR. We have enjoyed tracking the success of Joshua Davis on NBC TV's The Voice from his early auditions all the way to the finals last week. Scott's poll spoke with the longtime leader of the Lansing band, Steppin', in it early in the season, and they had another conversation yesterday. How's Joshua Davis doing now that The Voice is wrapped up, Scott?
Well, Mark, frankly, it seems as though he's still processing everything that's happened to him this year. He's back home in Traverse City now and figuring out his next moves. As for the final results on The Voice, Joshua Davis says he had been thinking for a while that he might wind up finishing behind the ultimate winner, Sawyer Fredericks.
You can kind of tell what's going to happen in the show by looking at, like, the, you know, iTunes stuff. And, I mean, I knew for, you know, basically for weeks that Sawyer was going to take it all. And then, you know, the second place was who, you know, we weren't really sure, but I was pretty sure of what was going on. So I was just, you know, that whole day, honestly, was like a celebration because it had been such an incredible ride, and it was so I learned so much. And it was so wonderful, but also so stressful that for me to be, you know, making it to the finals, to having a song that I wrote on the show, you know, that to me was winning a million times over. So the pressure was off at that point, and I was just enjoying what was going on.
You know, the answer you just gave me may kind of lead into the question I was going to follow up with.
And sure.
That is that of the songs you performed on The Voice, which makes you the most proud? Would it be the one that you wrote?
Oh, absolutely. Playing the Working Man's Hymn on national television and getting it in the top 10 of iTunes charts was huge for me. It was a big battle to convince them that it was a good move for me and for the show. And they didn't want me to do it. And finally, they caved in and I did it. And to have it come off in that way, that was really successful for me and for the show was amazing. And you know, that to me was the big win.
How long ago did you write The Working Man's Hymn? Has it been around a while?
It has been around a while. I put it on an album of mine called Magnolia Bells that I wrote in Lansing when we lived on Magnolia Avenue on the east side. And that was a few years ago. And The Voice does a lot of love songs, just a lot of songs, you know, and then R&B and country songs about, you know, having a good time, partying, that kind of thing. But there's not a lot of, like, topical social songs, you know, songs that kind of speak to the times and speak to what's going on. And so that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this song in the show. It's a song about having hope in troubled times. It's a song that was inspired by growing up in Detroit and living in Lansing for so long. And, you know, the auto industry shutting down and seeing a lot of folks out of work. And you know, I just wanted to bring a little bit of that kind of grittiness to the show, and I'm glad that they finally went for it.
I was curious about the orchestration for it with the big band that you have access to on The Voice. What was it like to orchestrate it for that band?
You know, that band is amazing. They are some of the best musicians I've ever worked with, and they're some of the nicest people I've ever worked with. And there's something, I mean, they have gone through, they have, you know, they learn so many different songs in a given season. I mean, the list is incredible. And, you know, every single genre that you can imagine, and they do it with such finesse and such grace that it was fun. It was fun for me, and it was fun for them, too. I mean, I got a lot of feedback from those guys saying, you know, because they had never had, you know, somebody, you know, they had never had somebody bring them a song that they had written to perform on the show before. And so that's a new thing for them on the show. And it was really fun for the band to play it. It was really fun for all of us to arrange it. It was just a blast. It was a great time.
We're talking with Joshua Davis about his run on NBC's The Voice. And Joshua, one thing I wanted to bring up to you, lots of viewers have an enduring image of your performances, and it isn't you on stage. It's the live shots of your family watching you perform, complete with the enormous-looking headphones on your baby. I assume that was to protect his ears from the volume.
Yep. Definitely. Safety first.
Talk about what it meant to you to have your families, not just their support, but to have them there with you so many of the performances on The Voice.
Oh, you know, it's I couldn't be there without them. I mean, my wife has been a support for me for almost my entire career. She's the person that I, you know, when I write a song, she's the first person I bring it to. I know that she's going to be honest with me. And to have my kids there to show them that, you know, doing something that you love and working really hard at it really does pay off is really important to me, to give them that message. And so to have them there with me was amazing. And they sacrificed a lot. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, Talia taking time off of school and them traveling back and forth nonstop and kind of living out of suitcases. And so I couldn't have done it without them. And so I, you know, it's all for them.
I was going to ask you about whether things have returned to normal for you, but there's a new normal, isn't there?
Yeah, I think normal is a weird. It's going to take me a little while to get used to what's. I think that's the thing is the whole thing. You kind of live in this bubble when you're on the show, and it's like summer camp almost, where you're kind of with the same people every day, and you're so busy that it's just nonstop. And so that makes it so that it's hard to imagine what it's going to be like outside of that realm. And so getting back home is amazing, and it's really nice to be home. But now I'm kind of, like you said, there is a new normal, and it's trying to get used to that and make that transition and figure out how to navigate that. That's going to be interesting. It's really exciting, and it's got its own stresses, but I'm really looking forward to what the future holds.
At this point, do you have continuing connections or obligations to the show? Do they sponsor a concert tour of the contestants or recordings, future appearances on the show maybe? What kind of a connection do you still have with The Voice?
I don't have any obligations anymore. Well, in another 10 days or so, I'll be out of obligations. But I still have a lot of connections on the show. They a lot of times do, you know, bring backs from the previous season, so that's a possibility. And then, you know, just my connections with everybody on the show, the other artists, the coaches, of course, but like the production, the people working working cameras, people working transportation, the wardrobe, the sound and lights, everybody that worked on that show were incredibly professional and incredibly supportive. It's an amazing team. It's like a big family. And so, I don't doubt that I'm going to be working with some of those people in different capacities throughout the rest of my career, because there was a lot of really wonderful relationships built during that time.
Do they pick your clothes, and do you get to keep them?
I'm waiting on a shipment right now, actually, of suits, of some suits that I and shoes that I never ever would have bought for myself. And that's a perk, I guess. Yeah, they dress me. I think that I had a say in the matter, but I'm not very good when it comes to fashion. So they did a lot of picking of the outfits, I got to pick out a bunch of stuff, and they're shipping it to me, which is a really, really nice bonus.
Excellent. We're talking with Joshua Davis about his time on NBC's The Voice. And, of course, everybody wants to know about future live performance plans, especially if there's a chance you'll be coming back to Lansing sometime soon. What's ahead for you now?
Oh, man, lots of great stuff is in the works right now. We're planning a big show for Lansing that I can't divulge yet. I think it's going to be announced in the near future, so keep an eye out. But that's going to be this summer. So I will be there. I guess what I'm doing right now is just kind of looking at the summer and I usually book months out, and with this thing, it was hard to do that because I was so busy. And so right now I'm kind of filling up the summer with very specific dates, and then looking at the fall and looking at making a new record, looking for a team, booking agency, and we've been on the phone a lot, been doing a lot of emailing back and forth with lots of different people, kind of trying to, it's kind of a wave with a show like this. There's a lot of interest right now, and so of course I've got people that have been supporting me throughout my career for the past 15 years. That I, basically owe everything to, and they're going to be there. But all these new fans, it's like when the next season starts, I think a lot of times that fades away a little bit. So right now it's maintaining that momentum and keeping it up and making sure that I use this time in the spotlight to shine a light on what we have in Michigan that's wonderful, the music scene here, the community that's here, the nonprofits that are doing amazing work throughout the state. And that's what I'm trying to, another kind of angle of what I'm trying to do is shine a light on a lot of that.
Well, you may have finished third on The Voice, but I can say with confidence that you finished first amongst the Michigan viewers and your fans back home. Welcome back home. Congratulations. Great to have you back on Current State. Joshua Davis, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I called to look for a man.